Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, I'm Sarah Colwell and I live in the Coleridge area of Cambridge. Pre-lockdown, as well as my normal job, as it were, which is a housing support worker for Jimmy's in Cambridge, I was also doing theatre reviews for Cambridge 105, which I am missing a lot at the moment. Going to the theatre was becoming a huge part of my life and I thoroughly enjoyed it, the social aspect and seeing really good theatre and giving people the opportunity to go and see it too by talking about it the next day with Julian and Lucy. I do really miss that at the moment. It's quite hard not really being able to go and do an awful lot. I've managed to see a few friends since the lockdown was eased slightly on that really bizarre 1-to-1, 2 metres apart situation, which is really quite odd. The saddest thing that's happened since lockdown started is that my daughter had her third child, so I haven't properly met my beautiful new grandson, which is really, really very difficult, as with the other two, I saw them within a day of them being born. So being unable to hug him and hold him, as well as the other two, obviously is really difficult. We've seen each other over the garden fence and things like that, and we have lots of video calls, but it's not the easiest. I live with my husband, who is a civilian police officer, so he's going into work some days, working from home some days. I'm also working from home most of the time, but also going into work on occasion when it's safe. My youngest children are at home with me too. My 14-year-old is doing schoolwork from home, and our 20-year-old is home from university and has been since March, which is very odd. He's got very little to do, to be honest, and it's becoming quite difficult for him, I think, not seeing his friends. They're both playing a lot of guitar, and also Molly plays cello, so that's quite a good thing for her to do, along with her schoolwork. She's also met a couple of friends this week, which has been good for her. It's the happiness on her face when she could finally go out and see people was really, really interesting. It's so much more difficult, I think, than people realise for young people. They're used to school, they're used to the social aspect of school. They can learn as much as we want them to at home academically, but socially, it's impossible. It's impossible for them to maintain those links. She said the other day she just missed being at school, and especially in this weather, going and sitting on the playing fields at lunchtime and being with her friends. That's a very difficult thing to deal with, I think, for a 14-year-old. When you're growing up and you're learning about being social, learning about who is your group, who is your equal, I suppose, it's a really hard one. The other thing that we've been doing an awful lot of is walking. We've done lots and lots of walks around the local park, and we have now been driving out to Fulbourne Fen, which is gorgeous, one of our favourite places. Lots of sitting in the garden. We're very lucky to have a garden, and we have a robin's nest in our shed, which has been really good to kind of watch the robins going in and out. I think what we do in a situation like this is we do actually appreciate nature a lot more than we realised. You know, it's almost as though the robin's twittering is now actually beginning to get on my nerves, to be honest. But on the other hand, if I was at work every day, I wouldn't be hearing this. So it's a really good part of being in this quiet, in this kind of bubble of quiet. At first, it was really, really good to be driving around, actually, when I was doing the odd thing for work. We'd be on the streets, and if you said, I'll be there in 5 minutes, you'd be there in 5 minutes in the car. Now, of course, there's a lot more traffic on the road. There are more people going to work, which is a good thing. There are more people walking around, which is equally a good thing. Shops are beginning to slowly open. The whole economic impact is clearly very, very important. I think I'm kind of hoping Cambridge is going to be okay, because as a city, we tend to be okay, don't we? My job as a housing support worker for Jimmy's has changed as well over this time, obviously. I work with those people who are living in Jimmy's move-on houses, and so clearly we haven't been able to go into the houses, but we've been doing a lot of phone calls to people, ensuring that they're okay and making sure that they have everything they need. The other thing that we've been helping out with are the rough sleepers that have all been put into various hotels over the city. This is obviously a temporary measure to keep rough sleepers safe and so that they don't contract COVID or are sleeping on the streets, which is clearly not a situation we want at any time of the year, but in these very strange and quite frightening times, it's really important to make sure that everyone is safe. What we as housing support workers have been doing is calling up people in the hotels, checking everything's okay, making sure they've got enough of what they need, they're provided with food, and a listening ear, and basically comfort when they may not be used to that. It's really, really important to make everybody feel like a person whose life is worth it, just as everybody's is. So that is my isolation diary. I think we have been extremely lucky as a family that we've kept our jobs, we've kept our home, we've got each other. Even though we're not seeing baby Jacob, we've still got that contact with him and with my other daughter and with her family. There are so many people doing so many good things in this city and all over the country that even though these times are really, really peculiar, I have an awful lot of faith in the goodness of people and that we can all come through bad things together and make each other happy.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.